Welcome to Module 4, Scaling and Consequence Defining. Now that you've defined the rules and pressures of your shame, our goal is to consider the stakes or consequences that have been built around these rules by looking at what happens if you can't live up to or within them, and assessing points of tension when different roles and rules come up against each other and the impact this has. First, we'll identify the stakes associated with each of these rules. What stands to be lost if you don't meet the expectations? What fears do you have about the domino effect? On your worksheet for this module, you'll see that there's a chart designed to help you walk through all of this. In the leftmost column, you'll write out the rule or norm that you came up with in Module 3. Then in the second column, you'll answer the question, or what? What's at stake if you don't do X? What will you lose if you don't meet these standards? What does it mean about you, for you? I want you to be as exhaustive as possible here. I like to invite people to consider the ripple when they do this. So what are all the ripple effects of not doing or being X? And how deep is that pit? So for example, a shame rule I've worked to let go of is that I have to be the one with the solution in every situation. This could be in the therapy room when talking to a client, in response to my daughter having a tantrum, or going through a challenging transition, or even in small ways, like when you're on vacation and your plan doesn't work out. Now, considering the question, what's at stake? Sure, I may be seen as unhelpful and someone might not want to work with me, or I may feel stuck in a complicated situation, but the roots and ripples are much deeper. For me, so much of my worth has been defined by being the person that people can count on. And that includes putting myself in a position where I always feel like I have to have an answer, a plan, or a backup plan. Without it, I feel like I lose my value. I also worry that I'll contribute to or deepen someone's pain, loneliness, or disappointment. And as an empath, that's a tough feeling to hold. Now, from here, we'll record any evidence you have to support or reinforce your fears. In column 3, I want you to consider if there's been a time where you or someone else didn't live up to one of these rules or standards. Have you or someone you know been treated differently based on an aspect of your identity? We need to get a really clear picture here of what your brain is latching onto to solidify and enforce this rule. Now, while yes, our goal is to get to a point where we're not driven by our fears and predictions, it is also important to validate how they came to be and even recognize what evidence is objectively true, such as the impact of systems of oppression and how it can create significant tension when working to let go of these rules directly conflicts with societal norms or systems that we're a part of. So using my own example, I've seen clients struggle and sometimes get angry at me for not having the answers. I've felt judged as a mom when I'm in a position where I don't have the answer for Everly or how to manage something that she and I are working through, especially when people all seem to be looking at me to know what to do. I've also felt such a deep depth of my own distress, almost like a sense of powerlessness when I don't know what to do, which has rippled out into the way I engage in these moments and that sense of control I and others feel in a situation. I suppose as I reflect on that, it adds another layer to the what's at stake column, in that not having answers is also a nod to feeling like no one else will have them either, or that I'll not be able to tolerate the distress I feel when things are out of my control or unfixable in a given moment. Now, in the last column, we're going to scale the intensity of the rules by considering how true they feel and how intense we feel them. You'll rank each rule on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being a rule of minimal importance or distress causing, and 10 being the most distressing or severe of the rules and consequences that you can see. And as you do this, consider your answers to columns 2 and 3. Notice what your emotional and physical self are feeling in response to even trying on the idea of not living up to these rules and the impact that this is having on you now. The scaling is a really helpful tool as we begin to work on dismantling these belief systems, as it'll allow us to focus on what we call ladders of exposure, meaning we can begin by challenging and moving through the distress associated with letting go of these rules that we mark as causing lower distress and build up our skills for distress tolerance and processing as we make our way closer to the 10 level. Now, once you've finished the chart, the last step is to reflect on points of tension and prioritization. None of these rules or systems exist in a vacuum. We have pressures as a partner, a parent or caregiver, professional, friend, child, etc. And we run into instances where the rules for different roles conflict. What does it mean to be the best mom I can be? What shame rules do I have about my role as a parent? And how do they conflict with my role as an entrepreneur? How do they impact the rules and norms I have about being a good partner? We'll look more into this in upcoming modules, but I think a lot about the investment of my time and energy on different rules and how that's had a domino effect in and of itself. So for example, if the only time I have to build my business, or let's even take the work I did in making this course, suppose the time I have to put this together only comes at the end of the day. After investing time and energy into being a mom, a therapist, a household manager, a friend, whatever other roles came up that day, what time and energy do I have to give to my business? I may not be competing in that exact moment with other roles, but their impact has forced me to feel like I can't live in line with the expectations I may have as a business owner. So now more directly, let's think about the impact of the pandemic and the shift for so many people to remote work. Many people had kids in their homes when they were also trying to work. So now you're in a space where you are literally in that moment wearing your work hat, parent hat, and household manager hat. You see the laundry or dishes piling up while also trying to support your kids who are doing their schoolwork online and having a hard time engaging, while also trying to meet your deadlines at work or responding to your boss who's putting in the chat that they need to talk to you right now. Plus, your rules and roles about your body and health are omnipresent, and you're trying to figure out when and how to fit movement into your day and how to feel your body when you feel so exhausted and pulled in a million directions. So you can begin to see and hopefully create some grace and empathy for yourself and others that shame can impact every aspect of our lives if we let it. Now, one thing that often comes up around this time is the confusion between what is shame and what's motivation. What's having high standards and what's pushing yourself versus compounding negative core beliefs and expectations? Now, it's tricky for sure. And in many cases, the lines between them are much finer than we'd like to see. This is why the work in this module is so crucial to helping us understand the differentiation. I have incredibly high standards as a mom, a business owner, a therapist, in all of my roles. And sometimes they are 100% shame-coded, but for the most part, I have been able to shift and let go of a lot of them because I can let go of the fears that drove me to feel like I had to be X versus I can work at being X and knowing that my value is not dependent on staying at X. In many instances, the goals are actually the same, but the way I engage with and my flexibility around them is what's evolved. All right, with that said, we are all done with module 4. So go ahead, download that worksheet, and I really want you to get going deeper and deeper and deeper into that curiosity around scaling and consequence defining in that chart. And when you're ready, I will see you back here for module 5.